Marvin Harrison Jr. was the fourth overall pick and the most hyped receiver prospect in years. Two seasons in, he's finished WR38 and then WR50. And the quarterback who threw him the ball just got released. He's the 31st receiver off the board on the name. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was a second straight disappointment. 12 games, 41 catches on 73 targets, 6 a game for 608 yards and 4 touchdowns, 10-7 a night, WR38 per game, and WR50 in total. The signature was a 7-catch, 96-yard, 1-score day against Dallas in Week 9, a glimpse of the talent, but the year was injuries and inconsistency, a concussion, a bout of appendicitis, and lingering heel problems in both feet. The arc is the problem the price ignores. As a rookie, he was an 11-6-a-game receiver. In year two, he went backward to 10-7 and missed time. Two seasons, two finishes outside the top 35. The pedigree says alpha. The production has said complimentary twice. What the data says. There's no fade pattern to fire here. His touchdown share is modest, so this isn't a regression story. It's simpler. The volume has never been alpha volume. 6 targets a game, and you can't bank a third-year leap. The first 2 years didn't deliver. The price is paying for the draft slot, not the tape. Muffed! And the situation, per the reports, got murkier rather than clearer. Arizona moved on from quarterback Kyler Murray, leaving the passer who'll feed Harrison genuinely unsettled under a brand new head coach in Mike LaFleur. New scheme, no established quarterback, and a receiver still working back from those foot injuries this spring. That's a lot of uncertainty stacked on a player who hasn't yet produced. The price, pick 66.5, the 31st receiver. Verdict, lean, overpriced. You're paying a starter's price for 2 years of WR38 to WR50 production, a new offense, and an unsettled quarterback room. The counter, and it's real, the talent is genuine, a new staff might finally scheme him open, and a healthy season could change everything. But that's 3 ifs at retail. The data says wait until the production, or at least the quarterback, actually shows up. September watch who's throwing him the ball and the target share in LaFleur's offense. Until the volume climbs, the talent is theoretical. And his foot health, the lingering 2025 issue, your guys every week, next preview's cute.